Hi, Mini Beanies.
It's the Beanies here. That means you're with Laura.
Mim!
And Michael.
Today, we might meet Santa.
Help some elves make Christmas toys.
And deliver them on Christmas Eve.
Are you ready, Mini Beanies?
Let's go!
Was the night before Christmas and all through the house. Not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
Are you sure that's how it goes?
I think so.
I thought it was like, 'twas the night before Christmas and all through the shops. People were grabbing presents they forgot.
No. It goes, 'twas the night before Christmas and all through the kitchen. The cook was cross 'cause the family didn't pitch in.
Nah, that doesn't sound right either.
It's true though. The Christmas cook at my place always gets a little bit grumpy when they have to do all the cooking.
Well, my story's true too. I always forget to buy presents for everyone until the very last moment and...
Did you remember our presents this year?
Yes.
Where do you think Michael's going?
To get spaghetti?
Sure.
Well, while he's out, would you like to hear a story?
Yes, please.
Once upon a time, there were three naughty elves. They were called Silly.
That's me.
Billy.
That's me.
And Greg.
My name is Greg.
Silly, Billy, and Greg loved to play tricks on the other elves and Santa.
This one time at Christmas, I filled Santa's hat with snow. So when he put it on, he got snow on his head. It was snow funny.
That was snow funny. One time snow. At Christmas, I held the hat while Silly filled it with snow.
It was funny.
One day, Silly, Billy and Greg were building toys in the workshop with all the other good little elves, singing Christmas songs as they went. Their little voices rang out through the North Pole.
La 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 la.
What lovely singing from Holly, Molly and Jolly, but I couldn't say the same for...
La 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 la.
Oh dear. Next, Santa arrived for his morning inspection of the toys.
Ho ho ho. Hello, hello, little elves.
Hi, Santa.
Hello. Ho ho ho. How nice to see you all. By golly, Holly, Molly, and Jolly, what great work you are doing on those rocking horses. Just beautiful painting and lovely craftsmanship.
Thanks, Santa.
Silly Billy and Greg, what have you been making?
I made this.
And Silly held up a funny-looking brown object on the end of a stick.
It's a poo. On a stick.
It smells bad.
Ho, 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 no! Naughty little elves, no one would want a poo on a stick for a present. Now back to work with everyone. Ho, ho, ho.
Bye, Santa!
Bye, Santa. Bye, Santa.
Silly, I cannot believe you just did that in front of Santa,
said Holly.
What? It was just a joke,
said Silly.
Ah, just a joke,
said Billy.
Well, I don't think it's very funny, and there is only one more day till Christmas Eve,
said Molly.
We have to get all these presents finished and wrapped up ready for all the boys and girls around the world.
And you three are wasting time on your silly Billy jokes.
You forgot me, Silly, Billy and Greg.
But it was no use. Silly Billy and Greg didn't want to work. They just wanted to be silly. Then Silly had a very silly idea.
Hey! What are you three doing?
Said Holly.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Something.
Then Silly Billy and Greg casually walked out of the workshop, trying not to arouse suspicion.
I'm just popping out for an elf snack.
Do, 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 do.
I'm just popping out for a elf snack too.
I'm going with them. Goodbye, friends.
Holly, Molly and Jolly sighed and kept working hard like good little elves. But little did they know, silly Billy and Greg were about to do something very naughty.
Here, you stand on my shoulders, Billy.
Hey, Greg, you stand on my shoulders.
I will stand on your shoulders.
Standing one on top of the other, silly Billy and Greg were about the height of a grown man. Next, they put on a big red coat, a red hat with a white pom-pom, and some big black boots. And finally, a fake white beard. Can you guess what they were doing? That's right. Silly Billy and Greg dressed up as Santa.
Okay, now let's go and get Holly, Molly and Jolly. Let's get him.
Yes.
La 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 la,
sang Holly, Molly and Jolly. Then Santa, who was really just silly Billy and Greg, came back into the workshop.
Santa!
Santa!
Santa, good to see you again.
Hi. I am Santa,
said Greg, pretending to be Santa.
No, say ho, ho, ho. Yeah, say that.
Ahem. That.
No, no, no. Say ho, ho, ho. No, no, no.
No, no, no. I mean ho, ho, hey.
Santa, look, look. I made a happy bouncing ball. Santa?
Tell her it should be a reverse bouncing ball that doesn't bounce. Yeah, a sad non-bouncing ball.
This ball should not bounce.
Oh?
Balls should never bounce. Ho, ho, hi.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Santa.
And Holly deflated the happy bouncing ball she had made. Next, Molly showed fake Santa what she'd been working on. A pretty little dolly.
Look, Santa, a pretty little dolly.
Ho, ho, how?
No, say, this dolly should have purple skin and an upside-down head.
Yeah, this dolly should have upside-down skin and a purple head.
What?
This dolly should have purple skin and an upside-down head.
Upside-down face.
This dolly should have purple upside-down skin and head,
said fake Santa to Molly.
Okay.
So Molly began to unstitch her carefully made doll so she could turn it inside out and purple.
Santa, are you feeling all right?
Asked Jolly.
I feel good.
And with that, Santa left the workshop, leaving Holly, Jolly and Molly stunned and very confused. As soon as the naughty elves dressed as Santa got outside, they fell down laughing.
Did you see their faces?
I saw their faces.
I saw.
Now they're going to make the toys all wrong. All the toys will be made wrong.
Yes.
The elves laughed and laughed. And then they had another idea. Quickly scrambling back into their Santa disguise, they went to see the reindeers, hoping to go for a joyride.
Ho, ho.
Ho.
Hey. Let's go.
And the reindeers, who thought it really was Santa, began to gallop. Fake Santa scurried into the sleigh and held on tight. Faster and faster, the reindeers galloped. As their hooves left the ground, silly Billy and Greg cheered. The real Santa, far below, heard them yelling and looked up into the night sky.
What is that?
But silly Billy and Greg were already long gone, flying through the stars far, far away.
What's that? What is that?
Carol singers.
Greg was right. It was Christmas Eve and all the Aussie celebrities were singing carols on a big stage outside. There were huge crowds watching and it was even being shown on TV.
Ooh. Let's get closer. I love carols. If we're closer, we can hear the carol.
I want carols.
La 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 la. La 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 la.
The sleigh whooshed downwards towards the stage. Fake Santa peered over the edge to see the show, but then
Santa! Look! It is Santa! Santa is here!
Santa!
Santa! Santa! Santa! Santa! Santa!
here? Where?
We are Santa.
Oh. Greg was right. The big crowds of people and all the carolers thought that they were Santa. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Yes, Santa!
The sleigh landed on the stage with a thud and fake Santa rolled out onto the floor.
Whoa.
Fake Santa slowly got onto his feet as millions of people watched on, waiting for him to say something. The host of the carols ran over waving the microphone in Santa's face.
Good evening, Santa! And what do you have to say this Christmas Eve? Santa? The whole of Australia isn't watching. What do you have to say to them?
How?
Is that all? Come on, Santa, don't be shy.
How?
Yes?
Huh?
That's not the real Santa. Thanks, have a good one.
5 stars, please.
Oh, of course, wonderful. Where was I? That's not the real Santa.
Whoa, 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 2 Santas? This must be a Christmas miracle. Get up here, Santa number 2.
The real Santa made his way to the stage.
Well, 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 ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I can't quite believe my eyes, but here we have 2 Santas. But of course, there can only be one, which leaves the question, who is the real Santa? Is this Santa? Or is this Santa?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ho, ho, ho. I am the real Santa.
Said the real Santa.
No, no, no. I am the real Santa.
Said the fake Santa.
Ho, ho, ho indeed. Well, there is only one way to find out. It's a Santa off!
Santa off! Santa off! Santa off!
I'm gonna ask Santa and Santa some Christmas questions, and whoever has the most correct answers is the real Santa.
Santa off! Santa off! Santa off!
How ridiculous!
Question 1. What is the name of the reindeer with the red nose? Santa number 1.
It's Rudolph. Are you sure? Yes.
Yes.
Yes?
Ho, ho.
Rudolph.
Rudolph.
Correct. Now, Santa number 2. What is your wife's first name?
Mrs. Claus. Mrs. Claus. Oh, wait. Oh, that's awkward.
Ho, 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 indeed. Doesn't even know his wife's first name. Wrong, Santa number 2.
What is the answer?
Question number 3. Santa number 1, this is for you. When making a list of children around the world, what are the 2 categories you sort them into?
Naughty or nice? Oh, nice or naughty?
Ho, ho, ha, nice or naughty?
I'm going to give that to you, Santa number 1. Correct! Santa number 2. Santa number 1 is in the lead with 2 points. You've got to get this to stay in it. Fill in the blank. 'Twas the night before Christmas and all through the house. Not a creature was stirring, not even a blank.
Ho, 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 this one is easy. Hey,
look over there.
Where?
Oh, no, I'm sorry, Santa number 2. The answer we were looking for was a mouse.
Oh.
And there you have it, people. Santa number 1 is Santa.
What?
Santa! Santa! Santa!
The carols host strode over to Silly, Billy and Greg dressed up as Santa and grabbed their fake Santa hand to hold it in the air in victory. But as he swung upwards, he lifted Greg right off the shoulders of Billy.
Ho, ho, whoa!
Whoa, whoa, whoa!
Silly, panicking, tripped over Billy and came off his shoulders.
Whoa, no!
Whoa!
Oh, no, no!
Ow!
Silly and Billy lay on the floor of the stage, peeking out from the red coat while the TV host held Greg up by one arm. Then, breaking the silence, came the real Santa with a big, booming voice.
Silly Billy and Greg.
Uh-oh, looks like someone's in trouble.
Silly Billy and Greg ran over to Santa as fast as they could, looking very ashamed.
Ho, 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 dear. Silly Billy and Greg, what naughty elves you have been.
So sorry, Santa.
So, so sorry, Santa.
So, so, so sorry, Santa.
I should put you in the naughty list for the rest of your lives. But I won't do that.
Oh.
I should send you to bed without supper. But I won't do that.
Oh.
I should make you scoop reindeer poop with your hands for the rest of the year. But I won't do that.
Oh.
Instead, you will scoop reindeer poop for the rest of the year with a stick. Get it? Poo on a stick?
Silly Billy and Greg giggled. It was the same poo on a stick they had made in the workshop.
Sorry, Santa.
Come on, little elves,
said Santa lovingly.
Let's get back to the North Pole. We've got a big day ahead of us. Christmas Day!
Yay!
And with that, Santa, Silly Billy, and Greg climbed into the sleigh and flew all the way home. When they got there, they did have to scoop reindeer poop for a little while, just so they would learn their lesson and not play naughty jokes on Santa and the other elves ever again.
The end.
It's time to close your eyes and wake your imagination.
And make a picture in your head of
An elf.
What colour clothes does your elf wear? Green and red? Or maybe silver and gold?
How tall is your elf? Up to your knees? Or maybe as tall as you?
What does your elf smell like? Like gingerbread and Christmas cookies?
Or poo on a stick?
Well done, Mini Beanies. You made
an elf.
Got 'em. Got your presents. Woo.
Now time for a song.
Now time for a song.
Merry Christmas, let me introduce myself. I'm a toy maker, I'm Jolly the Elf. I build your presents.
One, two, three!
Standing up tall, can you make some toys with me?
Put a bell on the bike, paint the blocks, test the drums, wind the jack in the box, draw a smile on the doll, bounce the ball. This is gonna be the best Christmas of all.
Let me introduce myself. I'm a toy maker. I'm Molly the Elf. I build your presents.
One, two, three.
Standing on one leg, can you make some toys with me?
Put a bell on the bike, paint the blocks, test the drums, wind the jack in the box, draw a smile on the doll, bounce the ball. This is gonna be the best Christmas of all.
Let me introduce myself. I'm a toy maker. I'm Holly the Elf. I build your presents.
One, two, three.
Jumping up and down. Can you make some toys with me?
Put a bell on the bike. Paint the blocks. Test the drums. Wind the jack in the box. Draw a smile on the doll. Bounce the ball. This is gonna be the best Christmas of all.
Christmas, let us introduce ourselves.
Toymakers and tired little elves.
We built the presents,
except for when we're snoring.
But I'm so tired.
Ho, ho, ho! It's nearly Christmas morning!
Put a bell on the bike, paint the blocks, test the drums, wind the jack in the box, draw a song on the doll, bounce the ball. This is gonna be the best Christmas.
That was a good story. I loved the Santa off at the end, but the questions were pretty easy in my opinion.
Really? Do you know Mrs. Claus's first name?
Yeah, Mrs.
Maybe we should ask
Professor Know-It-All.
Ha ha ha. Hello, beanies. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Professor.
Professor, we have some questions about Santa.
Questions about Santa? Why didn't you say so?
I did.
Why, I happen to have Santa's phone number right here. All adults do. Why don't we give him a buzz and you can ask him yourself?
Wow. Oh my gosh, Santa!
Ho, ho, hello?
Santa!
Professor!
Ha, ha, ha!
Ho, ho, ho!
It's been too long.
What can I do for you, my friend?
Well, the beanies have some questions for you. Go ahead, beanies.
Oh, wow, Santa! I love your work. I was just wondering. I was just going to ask. I mean, I wanted to say. Laura, you go first.
Oh, wow, Santa, I love you!
Ho, ho, ho!
Santa! How do I get on the nice list?
Good question, Laura. Well, you have to try your best to be a very good girl all year. That means picking up your toys and putting them away after you have played with them, cleaning your room, and helping with chores your big people might ask you to do.
Okay, Santa, will do.
Santa, how do we be extra good so we can be on the extra nice list for extra presents?
Ho, ho, ho! Mim, how did you know about the extra nice list?
Is it true?
I can't say ho, ho, wink, wink. But to be on the extra nice list, you have to be a good sharer. Always do your homework and wash behind your ears.
Okay, Santa.
Santa, do all the big people in the world really have your phone number?
Sure do, Michael. How do you think I know what presents you like? Or if you have been naughty or nice?
Have I been naughty or nice?
Nice.
Yes.
Okay, beanies. Say bye-bye to Santa now. You know I'm not really allowed to let you talk to him.
Wait! Santa, what is Mrs. Claus's first name?
Bye-bye, beanies.
Bye, beanies.
Bye, Santa.
Bye, Professor.
Wow. Santa!
I can't believe we got to talk to the Santa.
I'm never washing these ears again.
But then you won't be on the extra nice list.
Oh no! Quick, wash my ears!
Maybe you can be extra nice and get on the extra nice list today.
Or play a Christmas trick on someone.
No, don't! Then you'll end up on the naughty list.
Bye, mini beanies!
Did you like today's podcast? Want even more? Well, in the show notes, you'll find links to things like worksheets to complete about the episode, colouring in pages, dance-along videos to the song, and all sorts of fun stuff. How cool! Can't wait to see what you create, Mini Beanies!
The Beanies' beautiful tunes were brought to you by The Beanies and the magnificent music wizard, James Court. Ah, ah, ah.